South African Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Ganyago announcing the repo rate is going to drop by 100 basis points, so that's one percentage point, to 5.25%. And you know the repo rate is the rate at which the central bank lends money to commercial banks. And the Monetary Policy Committee has been meeting for much of the week, and this was their decision. So let's bring to the conversation Lumkile Mondi. He is a political economist and academic. Lumkile, good afternoon. Lovely to have you with us, and thank you for coming on to the show this afternoon. It seems as though, on the face of it, the MPC has struck a fine balance here, perhaps even being more generous than many analysts expected.
Good afternoon to you and to listeners. I think the pressure was put on the monetary policy to move, given that all central banks internationally have moved much more radically than our central bank. Of course, our central bank is moving under pressure, despite the fact that South Africa has got huge structural problems that were experienced without any action before the crisis. Remember, Joanne, on the budget that was announced by Mr. Mboweni, he had indicated what those constraints were and what needed to be done. So really, this is a good relief for us as consumers, in addition to what the budget had given us. So welcome that, but we need more than what we saw from the Reserve Bank today.
Ah, right. So you're expecting more. So you disagree that it was a generous rate cut?
I think it is generous, but it's not going to go very, very far to what the economy requires. Remember, Joe, many South Africans are at risk of losing their jobs in the next few days or weeks, given the impact of COVID-19. So we want the government and the banks to come to the party, specifically with banks giving some leeway around some of the repayments which they expect, particularly to the vulnerable workers, those in the services sector, and those that are working for companies that are impacted upon by this crisis due to them not earning higher incomes than they would under normal circumstances.
Right.
Those packages must come from BASA, and I've heard that BASA is looking at them, but BASA doesn't want to come out as though they've colluded. So I'm hoping that between the competition authorities and the Banking Association of Africa, we can have a deal where the banks act in unison to also relieve the pressure in addition to the 1% that the central bank has given us.
All right. I want to come back to that because it's a very important point, Lumkile. One of our listeners would like to ask a question at this point, and I'm going to ask you, APK from Robertsham. Hi there. Just put whatever question or comment to Lumkile that you'd like at this point.
Hi, Lumkile. The question that I have is, in the past, when the Reserve Bank dropped the repo rate by whatever percentage point, then the banks would actually scramble and also announce that they also reducing the lending rates to customers. But at the last drop, and I think the previous one as well, that the benefit only came through at the end of the month as opposed to overnight. Is that in accordance with the rules?
Good question, APK. Thank you. Yes, Lumkile?
We expect banks to move in tandem with the central bank. Remember, the money at the window, when it gets cheap, we expect them to move in tandem to what they're getting at the window through the repo rate. So I'm quite surprised that they didn't move at that point in time. Maybe it was an isolated case, but theoretically, they're supposed to respond, failing which we can then take them on to competition authorities because we expect any cut that they get to be repeated to the broader South African community, given that the money is cheap coming from the central bank.
Just while we're on that topic of banks, Lumkile, I want to put this question to you because it was a question I asked Cas Kovadia from the South African Banking Association the other day. And of course, you know, they have to tread very carefully. But in international countries, in countries like Italy and so forth, we have seen countries like France as well. We've seen mortgage rates, for example, being put on hold during the coronavirus crisis. Is there a chance that our banks will follow suit in this country?
Absolutely. I think in the discussion which I was listening to with Cas Kovadia, it was very clear to me that the industry had to move in tandem. However, the worry is that if they do so, they might be accused of collusion under the Competition Act. So the idea I think they had in mind at least, is to do the same, to say, you know what, for our purchases, for some of the debit orders, as well as others, won't punish a lot of the consumers, given the crisis that we're facing in the country, even the banks themselves, because if I don't perform really, there isn't much they can do beyond, because it's beyond my own control as a borrower. So given that, if they move the industry, that could send a very positive signal. So I'm hoping that those discussions between the Competition Commission and BASA have taken place, and then you can see the banks coming through. Because, Joanne, what is critical here, coming from the state president last Sunday, is South Africa to work together, because we're in this crisis together. And I think that sector, the financial sector, has to rise above selfish interest of shareholders, rise above, as long as they meet the necessary liquidity and solvency issues, to come to the party and support the consumer and support the broader economy to ensure that you come out of the crisis, and then you can work very hard on the economic social reforms that are required to enable us to have growth, higher profits, as well as in the process have more taxes collected and government responding to meet the social needs of many South Africans who are marginalized in our economy.
Just a last question, and I want to hear your opinion on this, please, Lumkile. And I think it's going to vary from one economist to another. But it seems to me government faces a dilemma here. The question is, should we shut businesses down now and risk hurting the economy and people's livelihoods, of course, in the short term? Or will not doing so have more serious long-term consequences for the economy?
I think the approach that the government has taken at the moment, Joe, is welcome. I think they need to go further by declaring state of emergency, including closure of businesses in the short to medium term, because I think it's critical for us to save lives. I think even if we underperform as an economy in the next few months or years, as long as we save as many lives as possible in this century, I think we'll have done very, very well as humanity. So this debate is all about sort of humanity than profits. In that regard, all of us have to come to the party and take the knock. It's no longer a matter of postponing any of these decisions. I'm hoping that next week we can declare state of emergency, get people indoors from 6 to 6 in the morning, 6 in the evening, and get ourselves and protect as many as possible, so that as we address this crisis, we're able to save many lives in the process, recover much, much quickly to bring back everything to normality and get going and recover economy, get students catching up and get everyone back into the labour market as well who was employed.
Lumkile Mondi, always good talking to you. Thank you for your insight there. He is a political economist.